Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Come on!
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Scott Smith. Scott, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready, brother. Let's hop into it.
Let's do this. Scott is an attorney and the CEO of Royal Legal Solutions, a firm providing real estate investors with asset protection. I'm excited to have you on. Scott, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So I'd say like up until 3 weeks ago, I probably viewed ourselves as being like one of the top providers for asset protection in the country for real estate investors. And the reality of the situation is that everything has just changed overnight. Everything that we all thought was true inside of investing or where money was growing is totally dead. And we all have to rethink about what are we going to do that's going to be different and being adaptable inside of the new times. So my background is actually as an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur and real estate investor since I was in law school. I bought a transmission and auto repair shop in a commercial building, flipped that upon graduation to graduate without debt. And I've had a strong career as an entrepreneur and an attorney, growing a firm to serve clients in all 50 states with over 30 staff members, number of attorneys, paralegals, et cetera. But the reality of the situation, man, is that in times that are like these, so what we're looking at right now, it's that we have to think differently about what are the problems that we can actually solve and who needs our help. Because everything that was going well inside of a bull market where everybody was making money when you were just throwing stuff at the wall, I mean, we need to really get serious about like what is actually going to be coming down the pipe, not next month, whether what something happens with Corona or not, right, into it. I'm talking about the economic impacts of what happens that nobody's making money, that we have millions of jobs that are being lost right now. The small businesses and masterminds that I'm involved with right now, we're talking about people going out of business already. Most of these guys only have enough runway, meaning when they're not bringing in revenue, how long can they sustain their business? For another month. Mid-tier businesses are only on a 2-month runway. Major corporations like Hilton and airlines are only on a 3-month runway. If we do not find a way to be able to get people back to work and back to spending money, this will be the greatest global recession that we've ever faced, and that the U.S. government will not be able to bail it out because they can't bail out every industry when people aren't spending money. Now, awesome. What can you do about that? Absolutely. Right? So the questions really come in the fact of, okay, what are the smart things that I can do? Because I can't control all of that. And those are the things I'd like to talk with you here today. I said, here's the smartest things I've seen people do. Because if you can't control doomsday, we're all dead, right? But there's some tactical things that we can start to do as business owners and as investors to put ourselves in the best possible position, knowing that and we have to also focus on what's the best possible position we can be in while releasing the outcome. Because there's just so much out there we can't control, right? But we also just can't sit here paralyzed in fear and say, to hell with it, we're screwed, right? That doesn't help either.
That is not helpful. And I've already bought 2,000 rolls of toilet paper, Scott. I'm only kidding. I did not do that.
That will be the new currency. I've actually stocked up on toilet paper, being now recently single, in hopes that and the coming apocalypse that I'll be able to buy many wives.
Okay.
With the rolls that I've accumulated as a dowry.
Yes.
I feel like that's going to be the new piece. It'll be like chickens, toilet paper, and goats. We're going to go right back to trade and barter.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of it, but you know, if it happens, then I'm ready for it. And
sure.
The dating scene is rough out there, bro. You know, so whatever we got to do.
Yes. Well, I yes, certainly uncertainty is really, really, really scary for people. And there is no way that I or you or anybody else can control all of these different variables, probably any of them or a lot. So when you talk about focusing on things that you can control, what are some of those things?
Yeah, there's three main things, maybe four, if we have time to talk about today. How much time do we have?
20 minutes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so about 20 minutes more, about 15 minutes more.
15 minutes more.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool. So we're going to be able to get to the top four things here. Into it. So the number one thing to be able to do right now that I see guys doing, if you're a business owner, if you have real estate, if you have anything that you can throw a line of credit on, cash is going to be king, and for everything that's going to be happening coming up, right? So the smartest guys I know are taking what they call cash insurance. And what that means is that they have lines of credit on everything they have, and they max out the lines of credit immediately. And they say, I'm willing to pay the interest because that's my cash insurance. Because if market sees and finance seizes, then it's going to be who has cash to be able to actually go make a move. They're pulling out of anything that looks like it's going to be that they're just not willing to hold all the way through the next 10 years. Otherwise, they're saying, hey, I'd rather do the cash because things are looking like they're going to get so rocky and some stuff is just going to fall off that I'm going to 10x my money once the recovery happens, if and when that maybe happens. You know, it eventually everything always recovers, right? But it looks like it could be a couple of years.
Got it. Okay. So cash is going to be king. Certainly, I don't think there's any question about that. So maxing out lines of credit and just having the cash. And that's
an insurance policy.
Yeah. And feeling
for cash.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what's going to be the key piece. Because the thing is that you can't just leave your lines of credit open. Because what they'll do is they'll just cancel the lines of credit. And that's what you're going to find. So you actually need to pull all the cash down. Having the lines of credit open is not okay. It's not good enough.
Right. Yes, because in times like these, banks will certainly do that because they won't be interested in lending out money. Got it.
Right, right. And then the government will protect them, right? You'll end up with runs on the banks and all kinds of other stuff that's going on at the same time. A lot of this stuff is hard to predict, but you can see macro things, right? We don't actually know what's going to happen, but we know having tons of cash is better than not having cash. So let's go for having tons of cash.
That's
and if
good.
We're wrong, sweet. It costs you what? A couple of percent? Fantastic, because the world didn't melt down.
Right. No, I totally appreciate
right?
that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the first one. What is the second?
Second one is what we should be looking for is trying to protect. It's protecting your assets, right? When you see downturns in economy or economic uncertainty happening, that means that people have less. When people have less, what they try to do is take from you if you're unprotected, right? So this is where you're going to start seeing, if you just Google it, right? It's like a joke in the attorney world the field of litigation, that means suing people, is recession proof for this exact reason. Because what happens is you get all these people out here that don't have anything. They manufacture a claim. They go to an attorney. The attorney has his own family to feed, his own staff to support. And that dude just starts trying to take money any way he can, right? That turns the game. So then you get just massive lawsuits. And what they do is they try to target people that have assets in your personal name, which is the worst way to do it. They will find a way to get around your insurance. Insurance only protects you from negligence claims. So what they'll do is intentionally file other types of claims with fraud and breach of contract, which no insurance policy, doesn't care which one, no insurance policy on the face of the planet protects you from. That way they can put leverage on you personally by suing you for your entire net worth and making sure that you cut them a big fat check. Because in times of economic uncertainty, guess what? They know you're also scared and that you're also not willing to gamble. And so if you have own assets in your personal name, you are the perfect target for somebody to come after. And it's not a matter if they will come after you. It will be, when will they come after you? And the great part is that you can actually get protected and become bulletproof to lawsuits with under 2 weeks. And we use that doing anonymous LLC structures, so that way people can't find out what you own. They can't find out what companies you own. It's an anonymous structures that are formed through a law firm, so all the information is protected by attorney-client privilege. And that's the best way to protect your assets. You should not own things anymore. Rich people do not own things, and they don't pay taxes. Neither should you, right? It's very easy to get these things done if you know how to do it right, and they will very, very much protect you in the case that anybody ever tries to fight and come after you. So protect your assets. This is tip number two.
So are we talking about like real estate investments? Are we talking about my primary residence?
You own it in your personal name?
Just anything, okay?
Anything. You own it in your personal name? Shame on you.
Got it.
Yeah, if we're doing that. Because that's really what you're saying is like, I'm floating unnecessary risk. In a time like these, man, you either make it or break it of what's on the margins of it, right? So this is all about like, it's not like one little magic bullet, man. It's talking about like getting your strategies down and just start knocking stuff off. Channel that fear into action to do the things that you've always waited to do because they didn't seem pleasant or you didn't have the time. Or whatever the story was that you told yourself about why you didn't do it, like right now is the best time to get everything done because you're so afraid. And if you don't do anything with it, what you're going to do is just do in panic. You're going to be sitting there talking to everybody about coronavirus all day long, just wasting all your time and energy. And what you could be doing is channeling it into stuff that will actually help you and your family. And that's what I'm recommending for everybody.
Got it. What's number three?
Increase your liquidity and access to your retirement funds. So what you're able to do is actually take your IRAs, other 401k accounts that you have. What you do is you spin up your own company, your own LLC, and you create what's called a solo 401k or what's called a self-employed 401k. And what you can do is you can roll all of your retirement accounts into your solo 401k. Your solo 401k is self-directed, meaning you can control all of the assets of the solo 401k. And you can loan yourself up to half of the value without penalty. So you can get access to half of your retirement funds today, right now with no penalty. And doing that. Now there's an unlimited amount that you can loan to somebody else. So one of the things that we're doing right now is putting together a loan network between our clients. So people can come in, you set them up with this type of infrastructure with the solo 401k and the LLC. And then they can issue each other bona fide mutual loans. It's totally legal. Totally legal to do that. And you can access all of the cash inside of your retirement accounts indirectly.
So you put some kind of an agreement in place that, like, how do you make sure that the people pay you back?
Well, because it's a mutual loan, you're both on the hook for the same amount of money.
I see. Okay.
Right? So it's like you're both have a gun. You're paying, what's that called? I don't know. I was about to say something really racist, maybe, of like it's a Mexican standoff, you know. But I'm like, hey, is that racist? I'm not even sure. I think it's just a name for a term when everybody has a gun to the other person's head.
Right.
They're like, okay, we're all gonna do it. And it's like, if you don't pay me back, that's cool. I just don't pay you back. Well, if you sue me, then I'll sue you, and it's all a wash. Right. So it's all structured in a way, and this is the way that we set these up. It's that way there. You don't have to trust anybody. Right. There's no trust that's actually involved in any of this.
Nice. I like it. And the fourth?
Fourth big one is your estate plan. If you're worried about coronavirus and you're worried and you got kids, especially if you have kids, if you have parents and they don't have their estate plan set up, right? You got to set up your estate plan, your living trust. Most important document you can have out of that is your living trust. Because if you don't set up your living trust, then everything, the government makes all of the decisions of what happens to your assets. If you don't set up your living trust, everything passes through probate court, which by the way is where all assets pass unless you have a living trust. A living trust avoids probate. What's going to happen though if a lot of people die? Probate courts get jammed up. Nobody gets to control the assets. What happens if you have real estate? Nobody gets to collect rental, make rental payments, you know, or make mortgage payments, collect rents, pay insurance, et cetera. That sounds pretty bad. Probably need to set something up to be able to avoid that process. Probably need to use that living trust to make sure you keep all the assets anonymous. That way it's not disclosed on the public record, the full extent of your assets and who got them, because that might create a target on their back, right? You might also want to consider the other parts of the living trust, or not the living trust, but the parts of the estate plan with your healthcare power of attorney and durable power of attorney. Because otherwise, if you're incapacitated, who's making medical decisions for you? What kind of medical decisions can they make? Who can help you with your finances while you're in the hospital? You know, exactly what we talked about before, making the mortgage payments, right? Making and collecting rents, paying insurance, all those critical, you know, financial functions. And you can, and we specialize in how to do that in a way that is just the minimum of what you need. You know, you're not giving anybody any extra powers or anything like that that's going to put you at risk. You know, we've been doing this for over 6 years. I mean, we know how to have been doing this, right? It's just right now it's super critical. All these things have now become super critical to get done right now. And while you're at home, this is the perfect time to do it. Just knock it out.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. It is a great reason and excuse to be reviewing so many different aspects of your financial life, but particularly these. And to your point, some of the most critical that you've been meaning to do for such a long time. So let's finally rip the Band-Aid off. Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Scott, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, don't be afraid. Be afraid. Just take action. There's no fear if you're taking action. If you start to take action with a plan, it's the opposite of fear. You actually start feeling inspired. You feel strong, right? How about that for a change of state? So that'd be my number one tip, is don't be afraid, just take action.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Hard work dispels worry. Action will alleviate uncertainty and feelings of nervousness. So I appreciate that, ma'am. Well, Scott, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and how can they engage with you?
Yeah, best place to go is just the royallegalsolutions.com website. We have it on there for any of the strategies that I talked about here. We have created all types of new custom information that's just really particular to like what's immediate right now happening with COVID into it, right? Or if anybody wants to reach out to me personally, the best thing to do is just send me an email to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at royallegalsolutions.com. So hit me up on an email or hit up the royallegalsolutions.com website and check out some more of the info, but I'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and shoot me an email to Scott at royallegalsolutions.com.
Perfect. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Scott your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to royallegalsolutions.com, shoot Scott an email, and I'll list all the ways to find him in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Scott.
Thanks, brother.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.